We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Banks it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Stop it! They not do him like that!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh my goodness! Did you not get the memo?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. KC Johnson is the basketball man for the Chicago Tribune. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, KC. How are you?
Hey, KC.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Oh boy, it's a Debbie Downer of a day, if I may say so. A lot of people a little bit disappointed. Not quite the player that everyone was hoping for.
Yeah, that was bad. A lot of anger on my Twitter timeline. A lot of anger.
You think? Yeah. So before we get to some of the reaction and implications for the Bulls, KC, your night was an interesting one because you were one of the 12 media members that were sequestered, and you knew the results. So take us through your evening up until you got released and you found out what happened.
Well, obviously, we saw what happened, and we actually witnessed the lottery, but we just couldn't communicate it to the world. So it's actually an incredibly boring process, but it's really cool that the league does this for transparency. It's my third time back there. I was kind of like the Helen Thomas of the NBA draft lottery when I was back in Chicago. it's really cool. They sequester you for 2 hours. They lock you in a room. They take all your electronics. You have no way of communicating the result to the world, and you actually see the process. It's very detailed. It's very boring. It's posted online right after the show is over. There's a timekeeper, there's a security guard, there's somebody from an accounting firm, there's a assistant general counsel. I mean, the balls are weighed and measured and registered. I mean, it's very much on the up and up. And so, yeah, I saw the draw, and I saw Alvin Gentry's priceless reaction. I don't know if it's out there, but it's online, actually. He had quite the priceless reaction. He was in the back room for the Pelicans when they won. So very cool the league does this for transparency.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, the response this morning is kind of like your Twitter timeline. There just isn't a lot of enthusiasm for the Bulls. The most positive call we got was from a guy who said he was delighted because maybe this means that management gets fired after, they won't have a superstar to bail them out. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it because there's nothing you can do about it. But it is, John said it's not catastrophic, but it just felt like, how do you get players if you can't go through free agency? If you're not a destination spot, how do you go about getting players? And the ripple effect of this will be around the NBA, and I don't know that the Bulls will be affected by it.
Yeah, I agree with that. A few takeaways from last night. Obviously, number one, the big one being that draft lottery reform worked. When it was instituted, a lot of people thought that it didn't go far enough, and we're critical of the league for that. But when you have three teams jumping into that top four and three teams falling, I know for a fact the league is really pleased with how it worked out. Not necessarily where the players are going or who landed where, just the fact that three teams jumped into the lottery with those odds flat. Number two, and this one doesn't really matter for wins and losses, but, kind of continuing the theme, the Bulls dropping as far as they did, to me, the big storyline is just how much it furthers and inflames the fan anger and apathy. That's at least, and look, it's only a certain segment, but it's a pretty loud segment. And it's just, like you said, that your best call is saying, well, maybe this leads to management change. It's just not a healthy environment right now for Bulls fans. And this just furthers that. And then lastly, And the most important thing, because it relates to the basketball product, is I thought John was incredibly transparent with, you know, more so than ever, saying we may not just focus on best player available. We may, you know, focus on position because we're drafting lower than we expected. You know, trades are on the table. Just how open and transparent he was with, you know, all that's in play now that they've fallen from 4 to 7.
I agree with that, KC. I thought the transparency was interesting because that was a reaction. But with you, when you have a number 7 pick, over what can you get in return in terms of trade value? I don't know how much is, you know, that going to bring back to you in the way of whether it's a point guard, whether it's a wing. Who knows what they're necessarily going to be able to talk about or look at in terms of the trade market. The other thing is that you have a fan base who is understandably frustrated at this point, and they're looking and say, how do you trust a front office to draft a point guard or to find a point guard, the same front office that produced Marcus Teague and Campaign? And they just, there's a lot of cynicism there. But I guess specifically, is there a trade? What would a trade look like with a number 7 pick?
Well, the first call I'm making, and maybe it's not even involving the 7th pick, the first call I'm making is to Memphis. I mean, they've got the number 2 pick, which everyone assumes is Ja Morant. You know, I know Mike Conley's got a big number on his deal, but if you want to be relevant and legitimate and, you know, battle for a playoff and upgrade the point guard position, I'm checking on Mike Conley's availability to see what it takes. Now, if the price is too high, you hang up the phone. But that's one call I'm making.
Yep,
right there. You know, obviously the free agent pool at point guard is deep and well documented. So I know that they've already met on free agency in terms of, you know, at least a skeleton of a plan for the off-season approach for free agency. So, you know, they're still going to be adding a point guard. And it certainly, if they end up keeping the pick, could be that number 7 pick. You know, obviously guys like Kobe White or Darius Garland, if teams get a little spooked by his knee, could be available at number 7. So, you know, number 7 and Chris Dunn, that's not going to get you, you know, moving up or what have you. I'm not a big fan of the Lonzo Ball rumor that is out there. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm not even sure the Lakers do that now. The Lakers obviously have a lot of bigger fish to fry with them surprisingly moving up and still obviously in pursuit of Anthony Davis. So, you know, I don't think the 7 pick's going to do much for you, but you got to be aggressive here, and it certainly sounds like John's willing to do that.
We asked a question this morning as you kind of break it down. Who really lost last night? Was it the Bulls, the Suns, the Cavs? Was it Zion Williamson? He didn't seem overly delighted. Was it the NBA because they didn't get the stars where they wanted them?
I'd probably say, I mean, the Bulls are a pretty big loser. I mean, when you drop, the most you can drop is 4, and you drop 3, and you need a star in a two-player draft. You know, I think that's a pretty big loss. I wouldn't say the league, because like I said, I think lottery reform worked very, very well. I mean, look, you think Bulls fans are angry. How about Knicks fans? Come on, man. I mean, you know, that's just a dreadful season, and I know that they really, there's an internal belief amongst many in the league that Kevin Durant is going there, but does that pump the brakes on them with that? Does that pump the brakes on that talk with Zion not landing there? You know, Kyrie's a big domino this summer. I personally think last night was fascinating for the league just because of all the opportunity. I mean, the Pelicans getting number 1 after all the Anthony Davis saga from last season is just amazing from a league perspective. The Lakers, after all the drama they've gone through, jumping from 11 to 4, I think this just opens up. It was already going to be an incredibly fascinating offseason. I think last night just adds a huge layer to what's going to happen this summer.
Two specific things, Casey. Number 1, do you think it changes Anthony Davis's stance with the Pelicans? And number 2, do you think this will prevent teams from wanting to openly or even maybe privately tank and the orchestrated losing approach?
The latter question, David, I thought John Paxson addressed that directly, Alvin Gentry absolutely addressed it directly in a piece that I've got a second day piece coming about what it was like to be in the lottery back room. And I think absolutely it works. I mean, look, you know, the Cavaliers, what, they lost 10 straight to close the season, and they dropped from two to five. When lottery reform happened, a lot of people thought the league didn't go far enough. I thought last night sent a huge message in that realm that it is working, and it really doesn't pay to tank or not feel a competitive team. So from that perspective, I thought it was great from the league. And what was your first question? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Anthony Davis.
Well, I guess Shams from The Athletic already reported that his stance has not changed. And neither has New Orleans' stance that, you know, they're not going to be held hostage by the situation. You've got a very sharp general manager in place there, David Griffin, new to the organization, whose approach, I'm sure, is to try to placate Anthony Davis and pair him with Zion Williamson. And if that doesn't work, I mean, what a great opportunity to get a huge haul in return for him and place that around Zion Williamson. So, you know, New Orleans clearly the massive winner last night. And you know, after all, Alvin Gentry is as well liked as somebody as there is in the league. And I'm telling you, the best part is, this is a quick funny anecdote. These things that happen in the back room, unless you clear it with the league, it's supposed to be just background and color and off the record conversations. When Alvin Gentry won, he basically marched over to us 12 reporters and started talking. I mean, it was just so clear that he just wanted to share his excitement. And the league ended up obviously saying, yeah, we understand this is a special situation. I mean, Alvin Gentry talked to us probably for 25 minutes. It was unbelievable.
He wouldn't shut up.
He just wanted a friend. He was very, very excited.
KC, thanks so much. We
good
appreciate
stuff.
It, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks, man.
You mentioned that.
That's awesome. That's KC Johnson from the Chicago Tribune.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.